round number 4. You're watching Fight Kings TV. Your rematch, Jimmy Lang versus Tony Morbetta Jeter. In a grudge fight, a rematch at the Fairfax Center in Patriots Center in Fairfax, Virginia. And it's been mostly Tony launching or landing the more effective punches, the harder shots, but just when he gets comfortable, he gets some counters by Jimmy. So he misses, but he gets in a body shot. And some very good shots by Jimmy. He misses some of them. And Tony Morbetta Jeter is trying to cut up the ring. And when they get up close, they grab. Both of these guys, they're not working on the head. They're just banging at the body. And Jimmy Lang is better. Jeter is battering, trying to batter Jimmy Lang against the ropes. He has Lang against the ropes and is just trying to keep him there. And the referee breaks them up. Back to the center of the ring. A jab by Lang. It's Jeter again. He mixes it up. And it's a real fight in the corner in the last 10 seconds. You know, Tony Jeter he's just landing the shots, and Jimmy is countering and responding as much as he can.
But, and that was a very good round.
Yeah, it was a very entertaining round. Yes, all the fans are loving it, including my co-host. She's becoming a fan of boxing, and that's just great. When you have personalities on radio and everywhere, loving the fight, it's a great fight. And we're heading into round number 5. We have very pretty ring card girls, I must say. I mean, these are much prettier than the girls I saw at Atlantic City. We're heading into round number 5. You get so much of what boxing is all about at the small cards, like here in the Fairfax Patriots Center in Fairfax, Virginia. We're heading into round number 5. It's a NABA middleweight title fight between Tony Jeter and Jimmy Lang. Tony Jeter is paying for coming in, but some very good shots by Jimmy. He misses most of them, but he's beginning to get into the fight. If he can just shorten up the punches, he is landing them. But Jeter is keeping it rough and close and hooking. Jimmy needs to back away before one of those uppercuts takes his head off. A counter by Jeter, left counter, and it's 1-2 overhand right by Jeter. He's trying to back Jimmy into the corner, but Jimmy pushes him back to the center of the ring. Jeter is just hooking with his uppercuts. The referee has control of the fight. He's keeping it civilized. Tony is weaving, trying to weave some of the, when he comes in, a good straight right by Jimmy. Some very good uppercut. I think that was by Tony Jeter. He once again has Jimmy Lang backed into the ropes. And when they get on the inside, Jeter just punishes Jimmy Lang. He's landed a couple of uppercuts and some hooks. But Jimmy Lang is shortening his punches on the inside. So, he is strafing Jimmy Lang, but Jimmy Lang is returning fire. We're down to the last 10 seconds, and Jeter is just landing some very hard shots against Jimmy. I mean, they're head shots. I don't know how many of those Jimmy can take, but it's a very competitive fight. We're midway through the fight. It's a scheduled 10-round fight. We're now heading into round number 6. Ron, what did you think about the past 5 rounds?
Well, I got Jeter winning 4 of the first 5 rounds. He's aggressive. He's landing combinations. Jimmy seems like he took 2 years off.
Yeah.
And it could be a little rust. But it doesn't look like he can hurt Jeter. And Jeter seems like the stronger upper body. And he's punching with bad intention. So I just got Jeter ahead 4 rounds to 1.
4 rounds to 1. I can't disagree with those scores. I mean, Jeter has been the more active fighter. He's taking the action to Jimmy. And he's winning the scorecards. He's winning according to the ringside scorecards. We never know what the judges think. But, this is round number 6. Of the rematch, very competitive. Jeter pressing the attack. Jimmy trying to stop from being on the defensive. He's keeping the fight in the center of the ring in round number 6, unlike the previous rounds when he was backing away. But Jeter, I mean, he's been hooking. And a very good jab to Jimmy's face. Another jab. He opened up a cut on Jimmy. I think he busted up his nose and he slipped in an uppercut when the referee was talking to them. And now Jimmy is cut. He used to have Jimmy Glenn in his corner, I think, as a cut man. I don't know who he has now. They'll have their work cut out for him. An uppercut by Jeter busted Jimmy. And maybe the blood is streaming into Jimmy's eyes because Jeter is landing an uppercut. And he's just battering Jimmy to the body and to the head, wherever he can get the shot in. And Jimmy swings and misses, and it's Jeter just pounding and battering Jimmy against the ropes. And Jimmy is in the fight. But he has enough sense to bob and weave some of those shots. But Jimmy's all, his left eye is busted. And Jeter alternates his attacks. Wow, and a left jab by Jeter. And I think the referee is going to have the ringside physicians take a look at the cut. And we just never know. It looks like a bad cut. So I guess the doctor clears it and the action resumes. And Jimmy is, you know, he lands some good shots. He comes in. It's a fight, ladies and gentlemen, for the NABA middleweight title at stake. And Tony is just battering Jimmy against the ropes, to the body, to the head, wherever he can land a shot. And Jimmy is just overwhelmed with the frenetic pace set by Jeter. And Jeter walks over to his corner. He is, I guess, very happy with his performance. He's winning. I think he won that last round. Ah.